Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center, hosted by Major General Jefferson O'Donnell.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Major General Jefferson O'Donnell, commander of AFPC and your podcast host. I'd also like to welcome back your Air Force's Personnel Center Executive Director, Ms. Kimberly Toney. Welcome back, Ms. Toney.
Thank you, General. It's awesome to be here.
We're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide your career. The podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to me with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Your Air Force's Personnel Center executes more than 400 programs covering the entire lifecycle of Department of the Air Force military and civilian personnel. One of those programs is the annual Civilian Leadership Development Education Boards. Every year, civilian airmen and guardians have an opportunity to apply for programs geared towards their career growth and development to equip them with the knowledge and skills to meet future challenges and maintain our advantage in air, space, and cyberspace. Today, we're going to discuss civilian development programs, the benefits, and actions members and supervisors take to make that happen. Now, leadership development education programs include basic, intermediate, and the senior-level professional military education, such as Squadron Officer School, Air Command and Staff College, and Air War College. Now, these courses expand knowledge and understanding of airspace and cyberspace power to meet our evolving challenges. There are also academic opportunities like the Air Force Institute of Technology, and attendees can earn advanced degrees through full-time training and providing specialized knowledge to ensure mission readiness. We also have fellowships like the Air Force Legislative Fellows Program that utilizes hands-on experience in the National Capital Region, and attendees get cutting-edge it's access to innovative research and experiences in other fellowships. And then there are various short courses, leadership seminars, and other programs like that to provide knowledge and skills to specifically go after being more effective and resilient and strategic leader. Now, the experiential opportunities allow you to learn by doing. You know, these assignment-based programs provide leadership competencies you need for mission preparedness and accomplishment. Ms. Toney, what was your favorite development course in your career?
I was a fellow at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It was called the Seminar 21 program. And that program provided oversight of politics, perspectives and paradigms, foreign politics, international relations, and what was going on for national interest. We had monthly meetings, and they were staged throughout the NCR with weekend sessions, too, that you completed throughout the year, three of those. And it was amazing, the guest speakers that came, the focus on, you know, the future of world politics, U.S. national security policy, and the readings just really allowed me to continue to professionally develop, network, and meet individuals from other agencies.
Sounds incredible. So thank you for that. I'd like to introduce one of those key members who is part of our AFPC team, whose focus is the development of our future civilian force. With us today to talk about the various ways our DAF civilians can benefit from leadership development programs is our own Ms. Dana Hodges from the Civilian Talent Readiness Directorate. Ms. Hodges is a 26-year Department of the Air Force civilian who arrived at AFPC in 2015. And she was promoted to the Civilian Leadership Development Office in 2016, where she managed several portfolio programs. She has been a subject matter expert and civilian developmental education technical advisor since 2023. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, Dana, before we get into talking a whole lot about the civilian development programs for all of our listeners, it'd be really interesting to hear about your personal story.
Yeah, Dana, what's your foundation and what enticed you to become part of a military family and a military tradition?
I blame it all on my husband. You know, 26 years in the Air Force. In 2000, he took me overseas to Interlake Air Force Base. And that is where I had the opportunity to actually work on base as a spouse. You know, you get that priority placement. And I had this one commander, I'll never forget him, supply at the time that fell under the maintenance group. He wanted to hire someone who already have that civilian experience. And he hired me on my resume alone. And so when I landed here at AFPC, after my husband officially retired and we moved back to San Antonio, and then here I am working for the civilian development.
Well, thank you very much. And we look forward to all you're going to share with us today about development.
Now, as we're back into college in the NFL football season, I might confuse listeners by saying this, but you just had your civilian development Super Bowl. Just like these athletic teams, your team spends an entire year training and preparing for the big game. Tell us about your job.
Yes, we did, sir. And as amazing as it was, we are already preparing for our academic year 2027 kickoff. As the Civilian Leadership Development Office technical advisor, one of my key roles is to lead the Civilian Development Team, or better known as CD Office Team, in carrying out various assignments associated with the annual nomination call. That entails scheduling webcasts, advertising, preparing the career field teams, and training our team as we enter the playoffs and make it to the Super Bowl, which is our draft selection board.
Can you briefly share with us what it's like to attend Air Force Institute of Technology or Education Within Industry?
Let's start with AFIT. AFIT is comparable to top graduate schools, but with a Department of War focus. AFIT is located at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, and the program delivers highly technical, mission-focused education in fields like engineering, cybersecurity, space systems, logistics, and operations research. There are civilian professors, military instructors, and subject matter experts leading classes that are intentionally small to encourage one-on-one interaction and collaborative learning. Projects often support DAF units, labs, or acquisition programs, so participants are working on projects that solve real DAF and Department of War problems. Now, let's talk about EWI, Education with Industry. It's a 10-month fellowship at a leading private sector company to learn how the industry operates and innovates. This isn't a classroom education. It's a real-world, immersive professional development where you learn the culture, operations, and practices of the host industry partner. So fellows have been paired with high-performing companies, and we refer to them as industry partners, like Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Boeing, SpaceX, FedEx, and so many more. And as a fellow, you attend the internal meetings, assist on projects, shadow those leaders and those technical experts with the industry partner. And depending on who you're partnered with and the desired learning objectives crafted by the civilian Air Force career field teams, fellows could be working on software development, product management, supply chain and logistics, and corporate strategies. It really is a rare hands-on opportunities that participants can bring back critical insight, which help the Air and Space Forces modernize our practices and improve partnerships with industry.
That sounds amazing, and thank you for sharing all those details. Now, Ms. Hodges, with the Civilian Developmental Selection Board Super Bowl event for academic year 2026 complete and overwhelmingly successful, I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on how it went.
For AY26, we selected participants for 38 programs. The DAF Selection Board designated 173 primaries and 69 alternates to attend various enterprise and functional CD opportunities. And our 20 functional development teams, our DTs, selected 790 primaries and 339 alternates for our DT-approved leadership programs. If you wish to apply for the CD opportunities, the civilian applicant window will open on 7 January and close on 13 February. That's 2026. There is just one key word that I'd like to promote right now. Prepare. That's what you can do. First, review the CD portfolio opportunities. Understand what the programs offer, what you expect to gain from the training, and what you need to meet your developing goals. And then most importantly, communicate that interest to your immediate supervisor. Have that discussion. Is it the right program? Is it the right time in your career? You'll want to know that before you apply. If your supervisor and your potential endorsers support you and your development choice. Finally, review your resume. Update it. If you're not already a member of the CD official nomination call teams page, make sure you connect.
Since it is so competitive, if I'm a civilian applying for this, in your experience, how do I make my application stand out?
If you're thinking about applying for CD opportunities, you need to know that the most important areas of your application are, and it depends on the program that you're applying to, your long and short-term goals, the endorsement comments, and your resume. Don't wait for the nomination call to open to decide what programs you wish to apply for. You want to know well in advance so that during the application window, you'll be ready to articulate how the selected training benefits you and your current and future career path, as well as the DAFS return on investment, which you'll be able to communicate through your well-prepared long and short-term goals.
The Total Force Service Center here operates a call center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 361 days a year, where personnel experts are available to support you and provide answers to your questions. Now, a frequent question we are asked about participation in civilian development is, if I apply for civilian development, will I be promoted once I complete the training opportunity? Dana, do our civilians see promotions as they come out of developmental education?
Yes, sir. And again, this is a very popular question. The potential to secure a promotion once you complete the CD training does exist. However, this is not to be the expectation or the reason for applying for CD opportunities. CD opportunities assist to develop you to build a ready force to be able to continue the DAFS mission. We do typically see promotions occur when the program requires an outplacement after the training completion. Outplacements are work between the member and the career field teams. Not all CD programs do require an outplacement, nor do they result in a promotion.
Thank you, Ms. Hodges and Ms. Tony. To our potential civilian applicants and to our military and civilian supervisors, this is your call to action. Start having those conversations now about applying for programs and getting first and second level endorsements. Access the AFPC products that support you and watch for future information. For our next episode, we'll sit down with my favorite reserve advisor and talk about how AFPC supports and works with our Total Force partners in the Air Force Reserve Command. If you have a question or issue you would like us to address, look for our contact information in the comments from your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first. I'm General O'Donnell. Thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.